Welcome to Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of the book Specialty Shop Retailing, How to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello and welcome to the 12th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we'll be talking about the basics of buying. Good customer service begins with having what the customer wants. And since no store has infinite financial resources or shelf space, there are many decisions to be made to make sure that you have the right merchandise in the right quantity and at the right time. Retailers are often uncertain about what to buy and what not to buy. It helps to start by defining your store. Try to do it in as few as 5 to 10 words. Defining your shop helps you determine what to carry and what your store should look like. This vision statement or tagline can also be used in advertising to promote your business. Look at this vision statement and consider what merchandise best fits with your description of your store. There are probably some basics that you'll be expected to carry. You should plan to never be out of these essential bread and butter items. You'll want to supplement these never out items with a constantly changing array of add-on merchandise. Change is essential to keep customers coming back. What are the best add-ons to generate additional sales? Well, if you're selling flowers, for example, you might sell floral note cards. You shouldn't tie up inventory dollars in these instead of roses and vases, but you can increase your sales by adding auxiliary products if your budget allows. Keep your store vision in mind to help focus these merchandise choices. When selecting merchandise, think of where it will go in the store and how it will be displayed. Buy enough to make a statement or tell a story, and to test how well your customers like a line. If you only order one of each of an item, you'll never know whether more than one customer likes it. A question I'm often asked is, how much inventory should I buy? One way to determine how much inventory you need in your store is by calculating the number of turns, or inventory turnover, that you hope to get each year. To calculate turns, divide your annual sales at retail by your average inventory at retail. This formula is in Chapter 4 of the new edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, in case you need to review it. If your sales are $200,000 a year and your average inventory is valued at $100,000 at retail, then you're getting 2 turns a year. The type of shop you have will determine how many turns you might hope for. A bookshop or party goods store, for example, might hope to turn their inventory 4 or even 5 times a year. For most gift shops, 3 turns a year would be very good. But watch out for overbuying. Many small stores fail because they buy too much product and therefore take too many markdowns. The amount of cash on hand should help determine how much inventory should be purchased. Be sure to keep enough money to pay operating expenses and payroll and to plan your cash flow. There are a number of factors to keep in mind when selecting merchandise. The first is to know what your customers want and what they can't buy elsewhere, especially if you're competing with big box stores. Get to know your customers yourself by spending time on the sales floor. Ask your employees to help you track what customers are asking them for and what is selling well. Don't buy what you like, buy what your customers like. The second factor to consider is that inventory needs to change regularly. The turn of the seasons may be enough to help you keep your displays fresh and interesting. If not, you may need to rotate displays and change the lines you carry in order to keep repeat customers satisfied. Remember that in a smaller community or a hospital gift shop, your local customers probably come in often, so you need to make frequent changes. You also need to offer a broad selection in a small community in order to appeal to as many people as possible in the limited market. Third, it's always important to find items that are mostly in the price range that your customers prefer. We have found here in Wisconsin that customers are conservative in what they will spend, so price dictates many of our buying decisions. However, it is a mistake to assume that you don't have any customers willing to splurge on a luxury item or able to afford high-quality goods. you may be surprised to find that not everyone even looks at the price. Find a system to track items by their arrival date so that you can mark them down and clear them out when they haven't sold. As the saying goes in retailing, don't let inventory become family. If an item hasn't sold in 6 months to a year, or even less time in a clothing store, it's time to free up those dollars to buy something new. It actually costs you money to have old merchandise taking up shelf space and using up inventory dollars. Odds and ends and shop-worn merchandise need to get cleared out regularly to keep the shop looking neat and exciting. Consider putting seasonal merchandise on sale rather than storing it, unless you feel that customers will wait for the after-holiday sale instead of buying at full price. Once you've gotten rid of stale inventory, you can use those dollars freed up by the clearance sale to invest in something new that will hopefully be a real winner. Today's reading from the nonsense file, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is actually an item that's still available in case those of you out there with shops that this would be appropriate for might find it of interest. It's called the Wild Fling, or a Silly Wacky Snack Bowl. And this is a snack bowl with an ergonomic design in vibrant colors that has a drink holder, a remote control holder, and best of all, a popcorn launcher that can shoot hoops or shoot across the room. Suggested retail price, only $19.95, and it's available from Wabash Valley Farms. Well, that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. Please feel free to email me at info@orangetreeimports.com with ideas for future podcasts. And until then, happy retailing.